Hi everybody, this is Scott Saad. I just posted the following on my Twitter account and I thought I should read it for you here in case you don't follow me on social media. I'll probably also be posting them on my other social media platforms and on my website. So here we go. The rate at which our society is sinking into madness is truly bewildering. One, it is now racist for a white person to translate the work of a black person. Two, it is now homophobic for a straight actor to play a gay character. Three, it is now racist for a white therapist to treat a black client. Four, it is now racist to have advanced high school programs. Five, it is now transphobic for biological females to reject having to compete against trans women, i.e., biological males. Six, it is now Islamophobic to criticize any tenets of Islam. Seven, it is now science denialism to question the ongoing COVID lockdowns. Eight, it is now science denialism to question any tenets stemming from climate change alarmists. Nine, it is now epistemological bigotry, yes, I coined that term as I have many others, to support the scientific method as the means by which you adjudicate scientific hypotheses. 10. It is now racist to argue that mathematics yields right and wrong answers. 11. It is now racist to promote the ethos of individual dignity over collectivist identity politics. 12. It is now racist to criticize a noble person of color, be it a famous athlete or celebrity. 13. It is now transphobic to posit that only women menstruate. 14. It is now racist to publicly proclaim your support for, quote, wrongthink black individuals such as Thomas Sowell or Larry Elder. 15. It is now misogynist or misogynistic to note that women greatly outnumber men in universities. 16. It is now sexist to publish scientific research that yields sex differences that are contrary to accepted politically correct orthodoxy. 17. It is now racist to point to FBI murder stats broken down by interracial markers of victim and perpetrator. 18. It is now racist to openly support national borders. 19. It is now racist to seek to curb immigration from countries that espouse values that are deeply hateful and anti-liberty. 20. It is now racist to not decolonize philosophy and literature departments. 21. It is now racist to request that job offers be based on the merits of an individual's dossier rather than on the use of immutable traits. I could go on, but instead read The Parasitic Mind. Take care, everybody.